When it feels like the world is crashing down around us, where can we turn?
What does God's Word have to say about dealing with stress and fear in uncertain times?
Hey guys, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Emily.
And this is a special edition of Unlocked, your daily key to open up your heart to God. And we're doing this, obviously, there's a lot going on in the world right now. And Emily, how are things going up there in Michigan? I know here in North Carolina, it's been interesting over the last week or two.
Yeah, it's been a little crazy here, too. All of our restaurants just closed down. Schools are closed. I think that's kind of a nationwide thing. Colleges are online. So we're all kind of hanging out at home these days.
Exactly. I'm off from work for the most part. I've got a lot of friends across the country that are, like you mentioned, doing online college. And yeah, it's been a wild ride here over the last few weeks. And honestly, as we've both been talking about dealing with it here and dealing with what you could call a crisis or an emergency here at hand, one of the things that has definitely been coming up over and over and over again is just having to deal with anxiety, deal with fear and uncertainty as we move forward. And that's what we wanted to take a little bit of time here to talk about.
Right. I think that's super important because it's so easy to get caught up in just everyone talking on social media and on the internet. And sometimes these issues are not handled biblically or in healthy ways. So I think it's good that we take a minute to just chat with each other, maybe talk about some scripture and what the Bible tells us to do in situations like this one.
Exactly. And so one of the things that has really been coming to mind for me a lot is just looking for peace and finding ways to de-stress. There's so much up in the air. And one of the questions I keep asking myself is, what can I do to keep stress down and to seek God's peace? And one of the things that has come up over and over and over again for me here the last couple of weeks is Psalm chapter 91, which starts out with the first verse there saying, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust, for he will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence." Someone pointed out, I heard this just a few days ago as well, that Psalm chapter 91, verse 1 can be thought of as our 911 when we need peace. And one of the things, this actually goes right along with our new edition of Unlocked that's coming out for the second quarter of 2020, starting here next month in April, is the idea of more than sparrows and how if God cares for the birds and the sparrows and the creatures in nature around us, won't he also care for us? That's a quote, actually, a rough quote from Jesus. Jesus actually said that in the Sermon on the Mount in the book of Matthew. All of that to say, God's still in this. God is still on the throne. And a few things that I've been thinking about, ways to de-stress and to relax and seek peace. Number one is get some rest. Take some time to go for a walk or a hike or, in my case, a run. Get outside and enjoy moving around a little bit. Another way is reading a book or working on a puzzle. And above all, definitely keeping a sense of humor. Having the ability to laugh at a funny joke, laugh at ourselves in this time, and use that as, you could say, perhaps even a little bit of a distraction from the stress is definitely really helpful. And that's also a biblical thing. God's Word says that laughter can be like a medicine. So how about you, Emily? Anything you'd add to that list?
Well, I'm not a big fan of running, but I think that that is definitely a good idea for some people, and good for you for running. I actually took my dog out for a walk, a nice long walk the other day. That was definitely something I really needed. I do love reading. I read a lot. And yeah, I feel like I've had a lot of time to just kind of invest in some new hobbies, make some things. I like to craft. I'm not very good at it, but I do like to make things. So just just time to slow down. Life is so busy, and this is an opportunity we're never going to get again. Like, when will this ever happen again, where the whole nation shuts down and we have to be in our homes with our families? You know, if you look at it like an opportunity, you can get some really awesome things done this week and next week and however long we're asked to stay home. So I tend to be more of an optimist, but I've been having fun with it as much as I can. I know that it's serious and that the precautions are serious, but I don't think that's a reason for us to be fearful in our homes. I think that this is something we can definitely take advantage of.
Absolutely. Agreed 100% with that. Because again, we don't have to fear. We don't have to fear. And there's a lot more we could talk about from God's word about that. There's so many verses that talk about don't fear, don't fear, don't be afraid. And God means that when he says that. And these are the kinds of situations where those verses definitely take on a lot of meaning. So again, there's so much more we can talk about from God's word. But again, we've got a lot of things we have been thinking about already here. And again, you mentioned opportunities, Emily. What are some of the ways where those opportunities are kind of coming up for you in your mind?
You know, something I've been so encouraged by just this last week especially is I've seen so many people stepping up to help their neighbor and to help their friends and people that they know might be struggling. Because for a lot of people, this quarantine or this time where we're asked to stay away from social events and things, this is very bad and scary news for a lot of people who cannot work and who depend on their paycheck. It's just a huge wrench in a lot of people's plans. And I have seen so much community come out of this so far. I've seen college kids step up to take care of children for single moms who need to work. You know, I've seen people sharing resources like food and toilet paper. You know, we all need that toilet paper because everybody wants it. But just sharing of resources, holding what they have with an open hand, and giving to people who need it. I have just been so encouraged seeing that. And there's the other side too. You can always find some negative thing to focus on, but look for the good. Look for the people who are helping others. I've just been so encouraged watching other people and how they're responding to this this situation that is for some is very serious and scary.
Absolutely. And one of the things you said there actually about community is something I've noticed as well, because if you step back and think about it for a second, we really are all in this together, whether that's our neighborhood, our local community in our city, even up to the state and national level, and even all around the world. Everyone is having to deal with this. And it does, in a way, bring about a sense of community because we are all working together to get through this successfully. So that's something that really has resonated with me as well, just watching as people have been working together to get through this. And in addition to that, one of the other things that's also been definitely really resonating with me over the last couple of weeks is the topic of prayer. Because someone put it to me one time that prayer is an opportunity to step into the throne room of the supreme commander of the universe, is a chance to come before God. And honestly, that's something I think we all definitely need to be doing in this time. We need to be in prayer for our families, for our friends, for our political leaders, who each are responding to this emergency as they need to in their own roles. I think we need to be praying for wisdom for ourselves and for our leaders, praying that God will be working in this time, not only to stem the tide of the pandemic, but also to show himself powerful and to bring about revival. And actually, speaking of prayer, one of the things that here at Keys for Kids and at Unlocked we're definitely wanting to do is to be praying for you. So please let us know how we can be praying for you. Reach out to us on social media or using the contact info at unlocked.org. We absolutely consider it a privilege to be in prayer for you, especially in this time where there is, again, just so much stress and tension. I think we all have been facing it. It's a time where, again, we can come together as a community and be praying for each other and bringing our requests to God.
Yeah, 100% agree. I think social media is such a useful tool in connecting like believers over things like this, where we can share prayer requests and praises. And I just want so badly for us to create a community online where we can just share each other's burdens and pray for each other. I think that would be so awesome. And I guess I do have another thought I just really want to mention is it's okay to feel grief about a lot of the things that are happening. For some of you seniors, a lot of our audience is younger, like high school age, maybe some college, I'm not sure. But a lot of really important events are getting canceled because of everything that's happening. And I think that that's been a very difficult for a lot of people. I'm thinking of my friends who are seniors in high school who maybe don't get to go to a prom, or graduations are being canceled and open houses are being canceled. And that is a really big deal. And so we're not making this episode to say, oh, it's okay. Like, it's okay to feel sad about these things. You know, we see so many examples in the Bible of people grieving because we do live in a sinful, broken world. And this virus is a result of living in a sinful, broken world. And it is not supposed to be this way. And so I think it's really important to just say that it's okay to feel sad about the things that are happening. And I really encourage anyone listening who can relate to that to just talk to someone, talk to your parents or youth leaders. It's so okay. I just want everyone to know it's okay to be sad because this whole situation kind of stinks, you know, and I think that that is a very important thing for us to say. That being said, I think that amidst the grief, there needs to be gratitude. And I think that we are all kind of realizing things this week that we take for granted a lot and that we're thankful for. One of those is our health. I think we're all very aware of our health this week, our family, our communities, like I said, communities helping each other. So all wonderful things, a safe place to go home to. Like when they tell us to stay in our homes, like we have homes we can stay in that are safe, you know? So I think grief and gratitude can coexist in this situation. And so that's something I think is very important for us to recognize.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And these are things that we're saying to ourselves. These are things that we're having to walk through right along with you. So believe me, we get it. We know what this is like because we're all in this together. One of the things, though, as well, and you mentioned this, Emily, about having so many things canceled. One of the things that came to my mind was redeeming the time. Because, again, I've got some time off from work right now. If you're off from school over the next few weeks or even month or more in some parts of the country, what are some of the ways that we can be taking this extra time that we have right now to follow the biblical command to redeem the time that we see in Ephesians chapter 5, where it says in verse 15, "Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of the time because the days are evil." Some Bible translations actually use the phrase redeeming the time. And that's exactly what we need to be doing right now, using our time wisely as we all are quarantined and sequestered, taking that extra time that we have and using it for good. And there's a few ways that I thought about that we can maybe try to do that. One way is work on memorizing parts of God's word. If we've got the extra time, that's something that's definitely really awesome to spend some time working on. Another way is perhaps taking some time to talk with friends, on the phone, of course, and perhaps even have a phone prayer meeting. That's something that I've done a few times over the last few years, and it's really kind of awesome to realize that even though we have to be apart, we can meet together virtually and be sharing things, be coming before God together. You could spend some time and catch up on Unlocked if you've gotten behind a little bit. And then finally, too, look for some ways to help your neighbors. Of course, stay in accordance with the medical guidance that we're hearing from our officials. But that doesn't mean you can't help an elderly neighbor with their yard work that's next door or something like that, to be helping each other and be assisting each other in this time when we really do need it.
Yeah, I love it. Those are all great suggestions. I am so thankful for technology. Just last night, we were supposed to have some college kids over to our house for a ministry meeting, and we decided that would be a bad idea. We decided to do it virtually, and there's like so many apps out there where you can like video chat like 10 people at a time, you know. And this morning our Keys for Kids office is working from home as much as possible just for precautions. And how many people were on that conference call this morning? We had all of us on the phone.
I think 13 or 14.
So I'm just so thankful for technology. And I think that you make some great points about redeeming the time. That's awesome. Well, we're probably going to be wrapping this up soon, but I guess a passage that has just been super encouraging to me amidst just being surrounded by people who are just so unsure of what is to come in the future. I just am so thankful for the hope that we have in Christ and the promises that we can find in Scripture. One of my favorites is Psalm 139. And maybe you've heard this one before, but it's so good. Psalm 139 says, "You have searched me, Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit and when I rise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, know it completely. You hem me in behind and before, and you lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me, too lofty for me to attain." And the chapter goes on. I will encourage you all to go read it, Psalm 139. But we serve a God who loves us so much. He knows when we sit and when we rise. And there are a lot of people in this world that I love very much, but I do not love anybody enough to count the number of times they sit down and stand up. That's just ridiculous, how much the Lord knows about us. He knows everything about us, and He is so much bigger than anything. The coronavirus is nothing compared to how big our God is. And so I've just been taking so much comfort in that. And I hope that you do too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And a passage that's also been on my mind here over the last little bit comes from Psalm 46, beginning with verse 8, which says, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, how he has brought desolations on the earth. He makes wars cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the chariots with fire. Be still and know I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." Selah. And that to me, again, right there in the middle of that passage is that probably pretty well-known phrase of be still and know that I am God. And that's right there, I think, is something we definitely need to be doing in this time. Are we ready just to be still, to stop talking at God and listen in this trying time to what he's saying to us through his word? And be still and know what? Well, know that God is who he says he is, that he is a healer of the sick, that he is peace for the fearful, that he is hope for the anxious. In this time of crisis, let's turn to him and be still. So I think that's going to wrap up what we've got to share here for now. But again, definitely let us know how we can be praying for you as we head through this crisis together over these next few weeks.
Okay, so what did we read? Psalm 91 and Psalm 139, which we encourage everybody to check out. Great passages to be meditating on over the next couple weeks. And again, connect with us on Instagram. We are here and we are in this together, and we would love to connect with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. So until next time, I'm Andrew.
And I'm Emily.
Encouraging you to live life unlocked.
Opening the door to God in your life.